This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
After kicking off in January, Kentucky Agriculture Leadership Class 13 made stops in Louisville, Lexington, and Eastern Kentucky before heading to the western part of the state in October. Class member Tyler Gates says that was an eye-opening experience for a man involved in the Eastern Kentucky timber industry.
Been on our West Kentucky trip, and that was really eye-opening for me because I've never been around a lot of things like that. The row cropping was really interesting, and the Hopkinsville elevator. There were just a lot of interesting things that we've got to see.
Gates says part of the learning experience is finding out the views of others.
For me, it's been good to see things from other people's perspectives. I mean, they're teaching us a lot about leadership, but also the importance of being part of your community at all different levels. So the local level, the state level, and so on.
He found a connection between his type of agriculture and others across the state.
When we were on our West Kentucky trip and we went to these farms, there are a lot of things that I can relate to, you know, that the farmers have to deal with that I'm dealing with. It's probably a different industry, technically, but there are a lot of similarities too.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
If you ever wondered how Farmall got its name, here's an abbreviated list of some of the jobs that Case IH Farmall can do. Baling, cutting, feeding, hauling, loading, raking, cleaning, fertilizing, mowing, chopping, seeding, clearing, irrigating, digging, excavating, grading. Let's make it simple. This tractor does it all. No matter what you're doing, can-do comes in red. Farmall. Learn more at caseih.com/farmall or at HR AgriPower with 5 Kentucky locations. Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morgan Field, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
Okay, here's your final question.
It's so exciting.
All right, let's go.
Ready?
Name something Hopkinsville is famous for.
Wheat.
That's correct. In fact, Christian County is the leading wheat-producing county in the state of Kentucky.
That's incredible.
With amazing farmers tending over 46,000 acres of farmland, harvesting over 3 million bushels per year.
The batter capital of the world.
From field to fork. Schedule your tour.
It's a real treat.
Visit battercapital.com.
Part of Team Kentucky.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Kentucky Ag Leadership Class 13 member Tyler Gates says the class heads to Frankfort next.
We are probably about a little over halfway through, but we've got a lot lined up. We still have a trip to Frankfort to learn about some of the Kentucky-related policies that affect ag.
He adds after a trip to Washington, D.C., the class will see agriculture in other places.
We have a domestic trip, which will be in the United States, where we'll be seeing farmers similar to us, but they're in just a different geographic location and doing things a little bit differently than how we do it. And then we also have a trip planned internationally.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Traveling the Bluegrass and listen to podcasts at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.